Your permission. Yeshua Perek Vav, with your permission. Yeshua chapter 6. The machine is okay? Is it on?
The
other one is working? Your permission. We also get them to get it and it needs to be in your seven. This is just a statement about Jericho. That she was closed in if Nebni Yisrael en Yosef en Ba. Somebody can go out, nobody can get in. The Midrash says that Yericho had seven walls around and big gates, iron gates, and nobody was able to come in and to come outside because they were afraid of Amisrael. They knew, especially after the spies went in, that they were very cautious. And they closed up the gates, and it's impossible to come. V'me Hashem and Yeshua Arei Natati Miyadcha Et Yericho. And Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, I'm going to give in your hand Yericho, ve'et malka giburei chai. וסבותם את העיר, כל אנשי המלחמה, עקף את העיר פעם אחת. You can go around the city. כל אנשי המלחמה, the middle says about 60,000 people. עקף את העיר פעם אחת, you should go around one time. כל תעשה ששת ימים, for six days. The middle says it was on Sunday. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him on Sunday, he told him, every day you should go around the city one time. The Shiva Kohanim, you should take seven Kohanim, you should take seven Shofarot, Ayuvlim, that comes from Ram, Yifnei Aaron, in front of the Ark, the Echal, Vayum HaShvit, Asubut, Ayishopavim. On the seventh day of Shabbat, you should go around the city seven times. The Kohanim is Kuba Shofarot. The Kohanim should blow the Shofar. והיה במשוך וקרן היובר, ונהיר ביק שופר, ושמחם את כל השופר, ונהיר שופר, יאירו כל העם צורה גדולה. The nation should blow their שופר. ונפלה חומת העיר תחתיה. The wall is going to fall down, ועלו העם איש נגדו. The nation will be able to climb against the enemy. זה סותר, הקדוש ברוך הוא, יהושע, some חכמים say that it was not a mere prophecy, this was an angel that came and told Yeshua that message in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayah b'imshoch, sentence 6 with your permission, Vayikra Yeshua b'nyon HaKohanim. Vayomer aleihem, siru et aron habrit, please carry the echal, v'shiva kohanim yisru shiva shofarot, seven kohanim should carry seven shofarot, yovlim, from a ram, from a sheep, lifnei aron Hashem, in front of the echal. ויאמר לעם, then he spoke to the nation as well, עברו וסובו את העיר, go around the city. וחלוץ יבוא לפני ארון השם, חלוץ means the tribe of בני ראובן ובני גד, they should go in front of the היכל. ויאמר לעם, ויהי כמו יהושע אל העם, after Yeshua told it to the nation, Yeshiva Kohanim Nosim Yeshiva Shofarot. The seven Kohanim carried seven Shofarot. Ayuvlim Lifnei Hashem constantly. The Navi repeats that the Shofar has to, is Yovel. Again, Yovel. Okay. Right, it's Chamishim, but over here it doesn't mean that. Right. Over here it means a ram. It means from a sheep. So constantly, Yeshua, that's the way Hashem told him. But constantly Yeshua is repeating that the shofar has to be Hayovlim. Yovlim means a ram.
a little ship.
Bnei Hashem avru v'taku b'shafarot, they pass in front of the Echal v'taku b'shafarot, v'aron v'ed Hashem olech achareim. The Ark, the Echal is behind them, and the Kohanim are in the front, carrying the shafarot. V'achalut v'lo b'shnei Kohanim, the tribe of God and Reuven are going in front of the Kohanim. To carry shofarot is one of the Kohanim that's supposed to blow the shofar. The Me'atef, the one that goes in the back, this is from the tribe of Dan, Olech acharei Aaron, alof et akor b'shofarot. Behind, Dan is going, and he is also the old blowing the shofar. But the Ta'am tiva Yehoshua l'mor, but the nation was commanded by Yehoshua, lo tariyu, you don't blow. Only the one that goes in the back, Shevet Dan, the tribe of Dan, he's blowing. But you shouldn't blow anything. ולא תשמיעו את קולכם, don't say anything. ולא יצא מפיכם דבר, don't even say a word. עד יום אמרי עליכם, אריו, and I will tell them to blow, ואריו אותם, then you blow. ויעשה, סנדים של אבן יהיו במישן, ויעשה ואהרון השם את העיר הרכב פעם אחת, and this day on the Sunday, it was in the middle of the day, the Midrash says that Yehoshua told them to do it, and immediately did it, they called the Kohanim, Yeshua called the Kohanim, they took the Echal, they took the Ark outside, and they walked around the town one time. ויבואו המחנה, וילינו במחנה. So after one time they went around Yericho, they went back to the camp, and they slept in the camp. תשרים ישוע בבוקר, in the morning ישוע got up, this was Monday morning, ויצאו הכהנים את ארון השם, again the כהנים carry the Echal, the Aaron with the broken לוחות inside probably, ושבעה הכהנים נושאים שבעה שופרות, again the seven כהנים are carrying the seven שופרות, היובלים לפני ארון השם, הולכים הלוך ותקעו בשופרות, הכהנים are blowing. חלוץ הולך לפניהם, שבט גד ושבט ראובן, the tribe of God and Reuven going in front of them, והמעטף, the שבט דן, the tribe of Dan הולך אחרי ארון השם, in the back, הלוך ותקעו בשופרות, also. ויחצובו את העיר ביום השני פעם אחת, again they went around the city on the second day, one time. וישובו המחנה, they went back to the camp, כה עשו ששת ימים. For 6 days, from Sunday to Friday, that's what was done. Once a day, they went around the city. ויהי ביום השביעי, on the seventh day of Shabbat, וישימו בעלות השחר, ברכת הרבה ימים למועד. ויחצובו את העיר כמשפט הזה של הפעמים. The same thing what they did every day, now they got up very early. It says, Alot HaShachar, Don. And it says, what's the rush? That's the first time the Torah says they went up, they got up very early, Don. It says before that Yehoshua got up a little bit early. So we hear the Navi says that on Shabbat, they woke up by Yashkimu Ba'alot HaShachar, it's very early. They also brought the Yirba Kamishpat of Yishra Pramim, they went around 7 times. Fak Vayom Ma'us Tavut on Yishra Pramim, only that day, they went around for 7 times. Yirba Pram HaShvi'it, on the seventh time, they went around the city. So Kua Kwanim HaShafarot, the Kwanim blew the Shafarot, Vayom Yehoshua Elam, then Yehoshua told the nation, they didn't know what's going to be. But at that moment, Yehoshua did know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in the beginning, that on the seventh day this is going to happen. Now, after the Kohanim, they were blowing the Shofarot, then Yeshua Rav, Ariyu, now you blow. Ki Natan Hashem Lachem Et Ha'ir. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the city. V'ayta Ha'ir Cherem. That city is going to be holy. What means is, nobody is allowed to take anything from that city. V'chol Asher Ba'al Hashem, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. רק רחב אדונה תחיה, only you live רחב to be alive, it tells the people, he וכל אשר אתם בבית, whatever stays in the house, כי יחביא את המלאכים השלחת, because she hid the two angels, that we send. ורק אתם, only you, שמו מן אחרת. Make sure that you don't take anything. פן תחרימו, ולקחתם מן אחרת, if you're going to take anything, ושמתם את מחנה ישראל לחרם ואחרתם אותו. If you're going to dare take it, anything, you should know you make a big embarrassment and everything will be a shame for all of us. make sure you don't touch anything.
Shabbat Shalom. We have a lot of fasting tonight. I didn't know if you saw.
Huh?
We have more fasting tonight.
וכל כסף וכלי נחושת ובעזל קודש של השם נוצר השם יבוא. It says everything belongs to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Whatever you find here belongs to הקדוש ברוך הוא. The question is, what's the reason for that? What's the reason for that that really Yeshua won? And the Midrash says, הקדוש ברוך הוא never told him to do it. This is Yeshua's idea. So Yeshua in his head decided that nobody is allowed to take anything, any looting. It's not Iraq.
Not Baghdad.
Not Baghdad. He can't take anything. So why I can't take anything? What's the problem? He says, no, Kodesh Lashem, everything belongs to Hashem. I understand, because it's going to be a big miracle in a minute. I understand. But still, Hashem didn't tell you to do it. He says, why I decided to do it? You shouldn't say anything. If you don't want to take, let's take. You could say, you know, if you want to donate, fine. It says, Cherem. Cherem means it's forbidden, it's like a swear. It says you cannot take anything. And he's going to curse, we'll see in a minute, whoever is going to take. But before the whole thing started, he's already telling them, be careful, do not take anything. And the question is, what's the idea you shouldn't take anything? What's the problem? No. You know how many Shivot you can support? Well, are you allowed to... The Metra says like this. The Metra says that some Akadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, they're going to ask you, not bring the Shofar. Bring the Shofar on Shabbat, it's okay maybe. The Gemara said it's Chochma lo Melacha. The Gemara said to blow the Shofar on Shabbat, it's not a work that you do, that's called wisdom. That's not the problem. The problem is the whole world, the whole carrying around on Rosh HaTarabim, the Echal, and carry the Shofar around with the roof for no reason. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to capture the Echal, so what is the idea on Shabbat? You have to do the whole job. What's the idea over here on Shabbat? And Hashem said to Yeshua, people are going to ask you, that Yericho is going to fall on Shabbat, the world is going to fall on Shabbat, and you're going to attack on Shabbat. He said, why should I do it on Shabbat? Do it for Thursday, for Sunday. Hashem told Yeshua, people will ask you, tell them, I said it. There's no reason. So they see what that is. But the Midrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to give the answer to Yeshua, and he told him, if somebody is going to ask you, tell them that I said it. But the question is really, what's behind it? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing, that on Shabbat they have to capture Yericho? I understand it has to be 7 days. So, on 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can skip, you know, it's Shabbat, he shouldn't do it, and he should do it again on Sunday. So what's the important thing to do it on Shabbat? Why on Shabbat they have to carry it, and on Shabbat the whole war started? Give a mission sentence 20, Tatsukha, Vayara, the nation blew the Shofar. Vayitzu b'shofarot, they also blow the Shofar. Kiyah and Truah, Vayi ki Shmoa Ha'am et Kol HaShofar, when the nation heard the Shofar, which Shofar? I don't know. Vayari Ha'am Truah Gdola. They blew a big Truah, Vatipol HaChomah Takhtia. The wall fell down. Vayal Ha'am Ha'ira Yish Nekdo Vayel Tidur Etei. The special bracha, if you go to Beit Yericho and you see there's a part of the wall that you can see in the ground. The special bracha that you say when you see the wall. It was the biggest miracle almost ever. But the Midrash says it's not one wall, we have had 7 walls. All the 7 walls sank in the ground, in a second. And one left outside. We'll see in a minute which part left. We'll see in a minute from that. So one left outside, says the Gemara, when you go to Yericho and you see the piece of wall, you can see from the ground, the special bracha that you have to say. But it was the biggest miracle.
Thank.
Thank. didn't fall. So the Midrash says why it didn't fall. Because then it's going to be there's going to be the mess on the ground, stone, and people will trip. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want the whole thing that it should be on the floor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it down, all the way down, in order for the Jewish people to come and go straight into the town. If it would fall on the side, they wouldn't be able to climb. It's going to be all the rebels. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in a special way. It's going to sink in the ground. So all seven sank in 1 second. The nation started to go. Each nigdo, a person in front of his enemy, where he could do it a year, right away they capture, they conquer the city, where Yachim had called Asher Ba'ir, and Yishu Adisha, they kill the people, Mina Abadzakeni Ad Shor, Seva Chamol, they kill the whole city. The two people, the people, the two people that used to be despised before, this is Pinchas and Khalil, מרגלים את הארץ אמר יהושע בואו בית האישה הזונה go to that unpure lady ותוציא משם את האישה ואת כל השאלה כאשר נשבעתם לה make sure you do it it says still a fascination is because they promised and יהושע I send them this make sure you keep your promise but the question is what do you worry about it so much so maybe it's called קידוש השם shouldn't be חילול השם maybe יהושע remembers what they promised and he wants to make sure they're going to fulfill their promise but again it's not his job they should have come to Yeshua and they should have said to Yeshua, listen, remember we were here before and the lady saved us and we would like to go and fulfill our promise to the lady. Instead, it doesn't say that they said it to Yeshua, it says Yeshua calling those two people and he says go right away and go take her out. So Yeshua is worried about the girl. It says, go get Rahab. How old was she, do you know?
80 or 40.
Not 80, not 40. No, it's close.
How
old is she? 50 exactly.
50.
How old is Yeshua?
96.
96. Yeshua is 96, she's 50. That's a good shidduch, 40, you know? Very good, you know? It's only 200 years older than him. Somebody called me that the daughter wants to get engaged to somebody, and but they're against the shidduch. I said, why are you against the shidduch? He says, he's too old for him. I said, how old is he? He said, he's 37. I said, how old is the girl? The girl said, he's 21, I think. 20, no, remember. So I said, what's the difference? He said, 17 years. I said, 17 years? I said, yeah. You don't like it? He said, no. It's no good. I said, it's no good. I said, excuse me, how old are you? I asked the man. I said, how old is your wife?
He said, then you can't be.
I said, the difference between you and your wife is also 17 years.
Do what I say, don't do what I do.
Says in Navi, sentence 23 will give permission. ויבואו הנערים המרגלים ויוציאו את רחב ואת אביה ואת אמה ואת אחיה ואת כל השאלה ואת המשפחותיה הוציאו, והם יושבו מחוץ למחנה ישראל. The Midrash says that after the two spies who were over there and they visited her and she, I don't know how everybody knew because they told her not to say it. And all of a sudden everybody knew that it's going to be a war with the Jewish people and she's going to be saved. So they all got married to the family. The Midrash says 200 families All, you know, like the Spanish people, you know, in the houses, you know. When they open the door, everybody spoke Spanish over there. When they have 200 families squeezed in four-bedroom apartments.
This is, the Midrash says, that's what it means. That kol ha-shelav, kol mishpechotea, all the families. Says the Midrash, what do you mean all the family? Says 200 families got married to Rahab's family in that period of time, in just too few weeks. Because they all wanted to be saved. Again, she wasn't allowed to sell it. But obviously the families, you know, the family that she said, and immediately the family told the friends, and all got married into the family. And the Midrash is a little bit upset about it. We'll get into it later. The Midrash was a little bit upset about it. Too many people were saved. They took a few hundred people and they put them outside of the Machaneh Israel, the camp of Israel. ויהיה צפו באש, זה בר אנד סיטי, כל אשר בא, רק הכסף, הזהב, אוכל, הנחושת, הברזל, נתנו אותם את השם. They took everything, I mean everything valuable, they took the silver, the gold, the copper, and the iron, they took to put it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not exactly because of this. Because otherwise you cannot kill all the animals. And they burn everything, the houses, they burn everything. רחב הזנה, they took רחב את בית אביה ואת כל השאלה יחיה יהושע. יהושע יחיה. עושה את זה גמר הרוז מן יחיה יהושע. He married her. He married. So Yeshua got married to that unpure lady, her name was רחב. Not only he married her, he had from her a few daughters, and from those daughters we have eight נביאים נביאות, says the Gemara. חזקאל הנביא is the grandson of רחב. רמיהו הנביא, grandson. Chilkiyahu Nevi, grandson. He's the niece. Chulda Neviya. Eight, the Gemara said, Rahab, at the Chut, she married, I mean, Yeshua married her, and they had the sentence, holy people. I don't say anything, I mean. Of course, it can happen. A girl, a goy that converted, she did Shuva, everything. We're talking about Yeshua. I mean, he's a 96 years old man. I mean, with all due respect. I mean, you have to have a little bit of dignity. I mean, the lady had a bad name. A bad name. I mean, she wasn't the purest lady in the world. And yeah, she comes and you should marry her. I mean, there's not enough Jewish girls. I mean, she has to go to China to import a Chinese girl. I mean, there's enough for him. I mean, oh, what he has to go marry to her. And we see the zechut. I mean, if nothing would happen. But the Gemara says, look at the sentence. I mean, look, Yechezkel Navi, Yirmiyahu Navi, came from her. At least, I mean, it's a machloket, but the Gemara says at least eight. And it's the eight that we know. But what is the idea behind it? Navi says that Ada Yom Hazeh, every time it says Ada Yom Hazeh, it means they are descendants of Rahab among the Jewish nation up to date. Yahweh Malachim, she hid. That's why she was saved and she was kept alive, because she hid the two angels. It means the two spies. And this is Pinchas and Caleb, Asher Shalach Yeshua Magalat Yeruho. That Yeshua sent. Yashba Yeshua Baita Yilamot, this time Yeshua made a swear, Ahu Ha'i should be cursed, the person Lefnei Hashem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Yakum Vanah Et Ha'ir Hazot, whoever is going to build that city. At Yericho, he is not allowed even to name another city, says the Gemara, with the name of Yericho. If Ho'o Yazdena is going to do such a thing, if he is going to rebuild Yericho, his oldest son is going to die when he is going to pour the foundation of the Tiroya Tiblathea. And when he's going to put the doors of that city, his little child will die. The Gemara said it was a Chiyel Bet Ha'eli in time of Achav. It was a very important and a real big person. He did it. He decided to rebuild Yericho and he buried all his children. Vayi Hashem et Yoshua. All of a sudden is a statement that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was together with Yeshua, but Yishmo b'chol ha'at, everybody heard about him. What did you hear about him? You heard about him because, probably because of that thing with the Choma,
The simple explanation is that because the wall fell down, everybody heard about Yeshua. So the citizens of Ayyi Hashem et Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was together with Yeshua. You don't know what it means, exactly.
What did
it say? No, sorry. It said it. Fine. Rabbi says like this. Yeshua died when he was 110 years old, and Yosef died 110 years old. Let's start it like this. Just one more pasuk from chapter 7. We're not going to go through this chapter. Just one pasuk. Am Israel, Am Israel, it says, Am Israel. Israel, it says that all Am Israel, it says, Am Israel did disobey the swear, the promise what Yeshua made, nobody should take, nobody should lose anything. They decided, Am Israel did something bad. Beitach Racham ben Tami ben Zavdi ben Zerach Matei Yudah Menachem Elchar Hashem ben Israel. Says one person took something. One person. That's it. One person. The way it says in the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. Hat Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset on everybody. It says Vayimalu Bnei Israel. It says all of Israel. It says only one thief, one ganav. It's beautiful. Can you imagine? Talking about millions of people, only one thief. You believe it? It's unbelievable. Only one person did not obey Yeshua's swear. And again, you have to remember, it's not Hashem's command. Yeshua made it by himself. It just didn't make any sense. They didn't know why. And one person decided he wants to say something. And it's all nothing much. I mean, wasn't major. Not a little bit, like a little coat and something. I mean, it's nothing major. Most of the Jews at that time were rich, like in our time. They all had parnasa. I mean, big deal. So he stole something. He says, Vayichav av Hashem b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. He said, what are you upset? So Yeshua made a promise. Okay, so one guy took it a little bit. Again, it was not a comment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshua made it by himself. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. What are you upset about? So one person did not obey Yeshua's promise. Not in the world. So why have you done it? So big deal, so. Well, Hashem is talking about all of Israel. Now we're going to see this next week. That they're going to lose the war against the eye and people might die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy all of Israel. All of Israel, the Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill all of Israel. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took only one person, Yair ben Menashe, Yair the son of Menashe, and he was comparable tzaddik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his neshama to have kapara for all of Israel. Kadosh 36 Anashim. So the Gemara, not 36. This is a guy that Shakul Keneged Machtit HaSanhedrin. That Yair ben Menashe was a rabbi, that he was as big as 36 rabbis in the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara, only one person died. He was a 30, an old person. He came out in time. It was Yosef's grandson. And he was the kapara for all of Israel. He says, why is the kapara? Nobody else to be a kapara. Yeah, okay, maybe it was the biggest tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset, says the Midrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chas Shalom to kill all of Israel, because one little thief that stole something that even Hashem never said it, only Yeshua decided. Again, I understand is Yeshua is a king. Okay, so a king makes a decision or something, so you have to obey. Okay, if you don't obey, then the king has a right to kill you. But I have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset about Am Israel. What's so upset about Am Israel? What's the problem exactly? So one guy stole a little bit, so he didn't obey. So it was a cherem, he took something. Okay. It's not something that's not the Hamikdash. It's something that Yeshua decided he wants to give it to the Hamikdash. That guy felt he doesn't want to do it. So what's the problem exactly? And the other question is that, I mean, anybody can be a thief. But in the way he's telling us that thief was from Shevet Yehuda. So that's, I mean, that was our professional guy. From Shevet Yehuda, the professional guy. So the list is like this. Huh? Now he says like this. There's a story about the wall over there. There's a wall of Yericho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a miracle.
He's going to make a miracle.
There's seven walls will sink. Will sink. It's very, very nice. That's a very nice thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do a lot of miracles. A lot of miracles. I mean, the miracle that we know is the wall. The wall. Chomat Yericho, this is the famous miracle. And from that miracle, everybody understood what is the power of Yeshua. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do any miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have done it, that they're going to run away, that they can leave the doors open. Through the Tanakh, there's a lot of times HaKadosh Baruch Hu made miracles. He says, over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to do this miracle. He says, what's the significance of that miracle with the wall? What this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Yeshua, I'm going to make something great, big for you, and you'll see, the wall is going to fall inside the ground. Says Ari, Yeshua had a spark of Yosef, as I said before. Rachav had a spark of Eshet Potiphar. Says Ari, Eshet Potiphar wanted to do a thing with Yosef, and says, now, Yeshua understood that lady really, this is what that Eshet Potiphar really saw. It's not Rashi says that she saw something. He says, that's what it means. I know, you're gonna be my wife, but not now. In a few hundred years from now, you're gonna be my wife. And that's why Ari says that he was going to marry her. Because really, she was supposed to marry him now. And the whole thing was a test at the time. Because he passed the test at the time, now it's the time. The same thing is Ari says, same thing as David Melech and Bathsheba should marry your wife ahead of time.
But he married the daughter,
yes, sir. Right. Not the daughter, it
was the daughter.
The daughter of Dina. Rashi says that this was the mistake of Eshet Potiphar, that she made Hashem Shamayim, but with her daughter, this project. Ari says, no, it means this Gibbul. That Yeshua is a spark of Yosef, and Rachav is a spark of Eshet Potiphar. It's like this. By Yosef, it says, Banot Ta'ada Leshur. When Yosef became the king, it says, this is why Yeshua is going to become a king. Yosef became the king, it says, the Gemara says, the Taraj, that's the first pasuk. Banot, the girls, Ta'ada, walking, Ale Shur, on the wall. And Mitzrayim was a wall all around Mitzrayim, with gates. And Yosef was passing in the carriage with power. It says all the girls were standing on the wall, and they wanted Yosef to marry one of them. It says Yosef didn't look at any of the girls. And Achiz Raita Kamer. Right. It says, Bano Tada Leshu, says the Torah, that this is the power of Yosef. That all the girls on the wall, and he didn't look at them. He says, he left the wall of Yeruch. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what... So she Akko Yosef. Says, Ari, it says, Vayi Hashem et Yoshua, that same sentence, it says, Vayi Hashem et Yosef. Same exact. Vayi Shemo Bukhah, everybody heard about Yoshua, it says, everybody understood Yoshua. It says, what is the power of Yoshua? But if who made this miracle, it says the miracle was made, this is the zechut of Yosef of the wall. It says because Yosef HaTzadik did not look at the girl standing on the wall, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, I'm going to show it to you for the wall. I said, what Shabbat? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, people will ask, why the whole thing was done on Shabbat?
Shabbat Omar is Neparo, no?
Roshana.
Roshana.
Says the Gemara, Yosef Shamar Shabbat. Says the Gemara, that Yosef was the one that kept Shabbat. Ruach, Tevach, Ve'achen, says the Torah in Parashat Miket, When the brothers came, Yosef told the Menashe, listen, go, and you being responsible for the whole thing. It is you responsible. Huh? Right. For the Choresh, the student. What do I mean? Ashpelot. That is Yosef Shamar Shabbat. I didn't say that's the story that we know about Yosef Mokir Shabbat, the one who went and bought the fish and found inside the fish the diamond. His name was Yosef Mokir Shabbat. And it says he got the fortune of the next door boy that lived next to him. It's not a coincidence. It's called Yosef Mokir Shabbat because Yosef kept Shabbat. So this is the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yehoshua, don't worry about it, about Shabbat. Let me worry about Shabbat. It says nobody kept Shabbat besides Yosef. All the Shvatim did not keep Shabbat.
Right.
It's on Shabbat. So there is, look what there is. You can't move without it. Look what there is. You'll be astonished. Ah, what on it? No. No, it means it was before Matan Torah. He didn't keep Shabbat. Some Chaim Vital says it. I wouldn't say that. You know, it's Lashon Hara, you know. I'm very careful. Some Chaim Vital says like this. הם יצאו את העיר לא ירחיקו ויוסף אמר לאשר בתור קום רדוף אחרי האנשים. It says, they left. Yosef called up and asked, he says, run! Says רבי חיים ויטל, why do you run? What's the problem? Says רבי חיים ויטל, מנשה kept Shabbat, Yosef kept Shabbat. The brothers didn't keep Shabbat. It says, Friday night they sat down, Shabbat morning they took the donkeys, they left. On Shabbat. Says רבי חיים ויטל, Yosef told his son, run! He said, why have to run? He said, Hem Yatsu et Ha'ir, they left the town, Lo Yochiko, they didn't even go far away. If they go a little bit further, you cannot go, because from Shabbat, you may not go chase. He says, Reb Chaim Vital, he didn't keep Shabbat. The Gemara says, only Yosef kept Shabbat, and Yaakov kept Shabbat. He says, the brothers didn't keep Shabbat, he didn't keep Shabbat, now you can go for the war on Shabbat. It says, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. And it says, Yehuda was the guy that was responsible for stealing Yosef. Hakerna, Haktonet, Bitcha, Him, Lo. He says, Yehuda, you're responsible. It says, Dari, that's the whole story with the cup. At on Shabbat, Yosef told Menashe, put the cup in Binyamin. He says, wait, I know what the story is. Yehuda is responsible for Binyamin. He's going to stand up in front of Yosef. He says, Yosef is going to say, you stole. He says, I didn't steal. He says, you didn't steal. Look at Achad. He's stealing. And says, Yeshua made a swear nobody should steal. It says, no one. He says, Dari, what do you care? Let them loot, and let me repack that. Big deal. He says, if you steal, if you loot, says Dari, that's the continuation of this, you stole Yosef. And that's what Dari says, Yosef put the cup in Binyamin's bag, because eventually it's going to be Yehuda standing in front of him and arguing him. He says, Yosef says, you stole it. I didn't steal it. He says, no, he didn't steal. You're going to steal soon. In time of Yeshua, you steal him. He says, that's why he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Bnei Israel. It says, Bnei Israel, who? The children of Yaakov. He says, they steal, the whole thing came back. So that means that Yeshua was the spark of Yosef. And that's why Yeshua made such a thing, such a swear. He said, nobody should take anything that's a test. He says, who is going to take? Is it somebody, great-grandson of Yehuda? He says, why? Because Yehuda said, Tell Yosef, Mabetza, Kina Roget Achinu, Lechonim Kerem Hashmalim. The whole idea of stealing Yosef was Yehuda. He says, Miten Abni Aritai, at the end, Yaakov told him, listen, you regretted it, I understand. But really, Yehuda was responsible for the whole thing. Zari, this is really the whole idea over here. Zari, it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, when they're going to hear the shofar, they're going to scream. What was the shofar? So the Midrash, this is the shofar from the horn of Yitzchak Avinu. The horn of that called Yovel. Yimshocha Yovel, Hema Ya'alu Ba'ar. So the Midrash, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, listen, you can hear a shofar. Says Dari, what shofar? This is the same shofar that we heard on Shabbat, at Har Sinai, it was Chag HaShabbat, was on Shabbat, you're going to hear it today. Says Dari, aha, I understand what is Shabbat. There's something comparable to Mamad al-Sinai. There's Mamad al-Sinai, says everybody came and they were united. He says, you have to hear the shofar. When you hear the shofar, you blow. If you don't hear, don't blow. I said, you go around the town, go around, around, around. If you hear the shofar, so that you wish shofar, it says the horn of Yitzchak, it's like a Baruch Hu did it once, he's going to do it again. It's Kabbal Shofar Gadol Chirotenu. So that is the time of Mamad HaTzimah, Baruch Hu blew the horn from the left side. It says on the right side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you and he's going to bring Mashiach. So that is, this is the test. So the test is, if you're going to hear, it says Baruch Hashem, we heard the shofar, it says you blew it. It says a warfare, Bishchut Yosef HaTzadik. It says, okay, now you have a test. It says, don't loot. It says, if you don't loot, says Zari, this is the kapara that you sold Yosef HaTzadik. It says, one takes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset. So he wants to kill all of Israel. So he killed all of Israel because one person stole it. It says, that one that stole is a descendant of Yehuda, the one that stole Yosef. It says, we have the same problem. The thief, they're still stealing. Zari, Menashe Garam Mashpatim Mikroa. Says Menashe was the one that chased the tribe. And when he arrived, when Menashe arrived, and he said, why did you steal it? And the whole thing was fake. I said, because he did it, he faked it. I said, Zari, you caused it. But they came back and the whole thing. He said, now you descended Yair and Hashem. שכן אמר הקשיא אומר אתה כמו חוץ הכל ישראל ודירה אחי בעל אני מולך בית המשך ותורך יתיב מי נדע אמן